There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a very, very busy day. Apparently, an elementary school is under attack by parents because somebody took a dump in the gym. You guys heard about this? There was a big poop in the gym. So they decided to round up the boys and the girls, separate them, have everybody drop their pants so the teachers could examine their underwear, right? We are going to discuss why that is not a good idea and why you really cannot determine whose poop it was unless, of course, you're doing DNA testing. We got some news for you beer drinkers out there that beer may actually prevent Alzheimer's. So for those of you whose wives constantly yell at you for drinking too much beer, even though I'm not a big beer fan, I don't like the taste, and I think it adds on a lot of calories, and it also makes you bloated and fart. You guys are really attractive when you drink your beer. May protect you against Alzheimer's, so that could be pretty, pretty cool. Speaking of beer, we got some real weird Super Bowl bets, okay, and some things you could try to make money on. And Tom Brady has a cold. What is that going to mean for Super Bowl? Being your radio doctor, it takes me to do the investigation and the analysis on what it would mean if the quarterback has a little baby cold. All right? There's another study that has come out saying liberals live longer than conservatives. I don't understand why. This is the second time I've seen a study like this. Second study. And then, do more expensive drugs really work better? Apparently there's a study that says they do. Alright? And then finally, if we have enough time, we will talk about designer vaginas. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. And ever too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Right off the bat, of all these stories, I think the one you guys are really most interested in is how beer could prevent Alzheimer's. Let's talk about that, okay? Now, we got Huntington's disease, we got Lewy body dementia. There's tons of different type of neurological disorders that can cause your cognition to go down. And we've been looking at the health benefits of red wine and the resveratrol, but scientists are like, why don't we look at beer? Scientists from Lanzhou University may have found a compound from hops found in beer that may be able to protect the brain cells from oxidative stress induced neuronal damage. All right, so basically the oxidative stress happens, then it starts to mess up the brain cells, the neurons, neuronal cell damage. And it could conceivably, drinking beer could conceivably slow the development of disorders such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. You see, we want to die before we get Alzheimer's. Now, we don't want to die young, but we want Alzheimer's to kick in when we're about 170 years old. So if we could slow down Alzheimer's, you technically can prevent it. That's where they're coming from. Jingyao Feng and colleagues note that mounting evidence suggests that oxidative damage to the little baby neuronal cells contributes to the development of diseases that originate in the brain. So if you can protect those cells, guard them, you know, have the beard kind of stand up and protect them, you know, being all manly, we could definitely make some headway. Xanthohumol, or X-Zen, a flavonoid found in hops, has received increasing attention due to its multiple pharmacological activities. See, you guys don't have to drink beer. You could just have the xanthol humol. As an active component in beers, its presence has been suggested to be linked to the epidemiological observation of the beneficial effect of regular beer drinking. Look at how they make this all boring. You see that? Just tell us what happens when you down a beer. All right, so Fang's team decided to test the effects of the beer or the xanthol humol effects on brain cells, and they found it did neuroprotect. But it did it in the rat pheochromocytoma cell line PC12. I told you, this is really going to get boring. XNZen, I'm not sure how that's pronounced, displayed moderate free radical scavenging capacity in vitro. Previous, and I know it's a sleeper. Pre-treatment of PC12 cells with XN at the submicron. Okay, you know what? All right, anyway, the sucker works. Okay, so if this protects against neuronal damage, we can then hopefully protect against beer. Now, what kind of beer do you need to drink? Because remember, we were talking about resveratrol in wine, and we found out that you would have to drink gallons upon gallons and jugs and gallons of wine to get the amount of resveratrol to do what it needs to do. So they're like, you know what, we just got to make a pill. And if we can make a pill, you also kind of wonder, do they always say, look, you can't do this naturally. You gotta take a pill. Well, according to this, they say drinking alcohol such as beer in moderation, like one drink for a woman and two for men, okay, that's moderate, guys, only two beers, can also reduce your risk of ischemic stroke. Apparently, scientists from Japan last year found that the leaves from hops contain antioxidant polyphenols called Brex, and these suckers can fight cavities and gum disease. And the extracts from these Brex stop the bacteria responsible for dental conditions that start to cause inflammation, etc., release bacterial toxins, possibly put you at risk for heart attack, stroke, etc. Then another study of moderate beer drinking found that it increased bone density in men and women. So if grandma wants to have a beer, you might want to let her, as long as she doesn't trip down the stairs or something, because it can protect her bones. But what are the downsides to drinking beer? Well, you know, you got diabetes, you got alcohol, we even found a psoriasis risk. We found that beer could trigger and worsen asthma. Many of you men come to me the next morning going, I got the gout. Well, because drinking alcohol has, you know, leads to increased risk of gout. You could also have issues with sleep apnea. You're not allowed to drink beer before surgery. So, you know, yeah, this is some cool stuff, but it doesn't mean you get to go crazy with the beer. All right, guys. Woo! All right. I want to talk about these kids that had to let their underwear get examined. And then, are liberals really healthier than conservatives? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in Gusting, Texas, that has a population of 457, we have a whole bunch of people's panties up in a bunch, mine too, when the elementary school students were forced to drop their pants so the teachers could examine their underwear. About 24 elementary school students were forced to do that because there was feces found on the gym floor. Eliza's mom, Maria, is furious after she says her 11-year-old daughter and 20 other kids were forced into groups of boys and girls and searched for evidence of defecation. Now, I don't know much about the elementary child's, defecation time and delay between landing on underwear or not. But from what I understand in the adult population is evidence could be there for days, okay? And so if you poop, let's say earlier that morning, I mean, what are they doing? Are they, rating it on moisture? The girl said I didn't want to, but I was told I had to because all the kids had to. I felt they violated my privacy. Now, Gustine Independent School District Superintendent Ken Bao acknowledged to the ABC affiliate, this has been reported by Washington Times, that a partial strip search is inappropriate. Partial? That's looking at people's underwear. Oh, my gosh. But said it is his understanding that the children were told to only lower their pants a little. How do you determine if somebody took a dump in the school gym by lowering the pants a little, let alone a lot? Are you kidding me? Eliza said she was forced to lower her pants to where your butt is. And, of course, the mom is, like, really freaked out. I don't blame you. Concerned parents have expressed plans to show up at the next school board meeting to demand answers. The ABC affiliate purported Mr. Bao said he hopes to have his investigation concluded by Wednesday. I wonder if this is criminal charges. Okay, so I guess they might have gotten to wear their underwear at the time. But isn't that... So that has to be some sort of charge where you're forcing a child to show you their underwear. A school can't do that. An adult can do that. Isn't that some form of like sexual assault or something? And I still don't understand. What, did they sniff the butts? So they sniff the poop and then they sniff the butts? That makes absolutely no sense. Now, have I ever sustained a strip search? No, I haven't. It always has been a fantasy of mine if I ever did get, arrested that somebody would maybe, be a really good-looking cop. But I hear it's not that fun. But a kid, to expose a little kid to that, that's absolutely ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, speaking of exposure, somebody gave Tom Brady a cold. All right? Tom Brady has a little bitty cold. And apparently he sniffled his way through his Wednesday media session at the Sheraton Wild Horse Pass in Chandler and said that he's been dealing with a cold. This has been reported by the Boston Globe. All right? He said, I have had it for 4 or 5 days. My kids got sick. Then my wife's pretty sick right now. So I brought it, unfortunately, to Phoenix. But I'll be fine. I'll be good. Now, some people are saying, wait a second. Because of Deflategate, Tom Brady is bringing a cold to try to mess everybody else up. I don't think so. Okay? I think Tom Brady could have an aortic aneurysm rupture and still be able to win the game. Okay? I mean, he is a very, very fine athlete. But what could the little sniffles do? Well, here's the thing. Okay? It all depends on how concerned they are about how society looks at boogers. If you're a quarterback and your nose is dripping, okay, if you don't care and there's no cameras on you, what do? You let it drip. You let it drip. You sniff up, you let it drip, okay? Blow your nose. You can blow your nose into your hand. I don't know what they do. Not that that's the most cleanliness. But if you got the cameras on you, if everybody's watching you, and you don't want to get a picture with snot, this could really be concerning. And how does he know he has a cold? Has he seen a doctor or a medical provider? And have we really thoroughly examined him? See, maybe if he has sinusitis. What if he has sinusitis? What if he has Eustachian tube dysfunction because of the sinusitis and he can't hear the calls or can't hear what Belichick is telling him to do? This could be very serious. I know a lot of you guys are thinking just a little bitty cold. You know, now I know I usually give you guys my Super Bowl picks based on the NFL injury report. You guys are going to have to wait another day for that, okay? Because I want to make sure I have the most up-to-date NFL injury report before I give you my medical predictions. But this cold could be very detrimental. It could be very deadly for the Patriots. So we need to make sure that he gets his hot chicken soup, maybe some matzo ball soup. Bring in a Jewish mother if you can on the case, because Jewish moms really know how to deal with these colds. They do. If not, they guilt trip the cold out of there. But let's take a look at, you know, what you guys should be putting your money on. So if you guys have absolutely no idea who's going to win, the Seahawks or the Patriots, there are other things you guys could put your money on in terms of the Super Bowl. Okay, so let's take a look at some of the 12 weird Super Bowl bets, all right? According to USA Today, how long will it take Idina Menzel to sing the national anthem? Now, she's the one that was the mom of Rachel on Glee, and she's the one that sang Let It Go, Let It Go. So apparently there's a bet that she would sing the national anthem over 2 minutes and 1 second, or the over-under is under 2 minutes and 1 second. So if the national anthem, now my guess is she is going to really hold that note. So I'm going to sing the, I did sing the Star Spangled Banner. It's on YouTube. I need to take a look at what that time was. All right. Well, you know what? We'll figure it out later, but I'll tell you guys, because I'll tell you what the average Star Spangled Banner is singing it kind of slow. All right. Next. What color will Katy Perry's hair be when the halftime show starts? Is it going to be blue? Is it going to be purple? Is it going to be black? That's going to be interesting, okay? Then, how many times will Giselle be shown on TV? All right, so Giselle Bundchen, the wife of Tom Brady, all right, how many times are they going to show her on TV? Is it going to be more than 1.5 or less than 1.5? I don't know how they're getting to 1.5. All right, anyway, will Marshawn Lynch grab his crotch after scoring a touchdown in the game? Yes is plus 600. No is negative 1,000. What color will Bill Belichick's hoodie be? Is it going to be gray, blue, or red? The odds are in favor of it being gray. Who will be shown more on TV during the game, Robert Kraft or Paul Allen? How many times will deflated balls be said during the game? Now, this is a good bet. All right. All right. So when the sportscasters talk, I wonder if this would be cumulative of everybody, if everybody is airing this, but more than three times or less than three. Which region will have the higher Nielsen rating? Will it be Boston or Seattle? This one I'm going to put money on. What color Gatorade will be dumped on the winning coach? Orange is usually the color. But I'm thinking, here it is. I'm thinking the Seahawks, if they win, will throw green. You see what I mean? And then the Patriots may throw blue. So I would maybe put money on that one. Okay, so let me see what else we have here. And again, sorry. Alright, how many times will the hoodie balls be mentioned? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, will the hoodie have sleeves? Will Belichick's hoodie have sleeves? Which will be higher, Russell Wilson's passing yards or the average gas price on February 2nd? Alright, so, you know, I don't know. The grabbing the crotch, I'm going to say yes. I think they're always grabbing themselves. Alright, I know it has to be after a touchdown, but even just, you know, I don't have male genitalia. A lot of people think that I do. But if I did, I don't understand how you fit into your underwear well. And so I would probably be shifting all the time. So for me, I would say bet on that one. All right. And then, like I said, tomorrow we'll tell you what to bet on for the actual Super Bowl. All right. So easy squeezy. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, when we come back, there's a study saying liberals may outlive conservatives. Where the hell do they get that? But this is the second study. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. It is raining men at the studio. Now we got Scott working on the dials. Thank you. You know, it does. It takes a whole team of men, to handle me and my show. So I am very, very honored to have Scott working the dials. One of my distant cousins is, Joel Grey. Joel Grey, Broadway star, cabaret we've known him to be just a force in entertainment, son of Mickey Katz, who was a cousin of my great-grandfather. So we're related. Joel Grey has come out. He's 82 years old. He's also a father of actress Jennifer Grey. We all know Jennifer Grey from Ferris Bueller and Dirty Dancing and stuff. And beautiful woman, you know, before and after the nose. I know there was Nosegate with her, but beautiful woman and inside and out. But Joel Grey has come out and talked to People magazine about his sexuality. He says, "I don't like labels." Grey is quoted as saying in the issue of the magazine published Friday, "But if you have to put a label on it, I am a gay man." He grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, where it's most of my mom's side of the family grew up. And he had been hearing grown-ups speak about gay men being jailed for their sexuality. And around that time, he realized he was attracted to girls and boys. He was married for about 24 years, had two kids, Jennifer and James. And he was one of the first to play the role of the Master of Ceremonies in Cabaret in 1966, won the Tony Award, etc. 82 years old, still trucking, great shape, good health, looking awesome, and he's kin. So I really like him. Good for him for being able to talk about it. Now, we look at this study of liberals outliving conservatives. Now, I have no idea what Joel Grey's political stance is, but I know a lot of my family who were conservatives are dead. And I'm almost wondering, is there some truth to this? This is the second study I've seen where liberals might outlive conservatives. And I'm very moderate on a lot of social issues, but I am very conservative when it comes to fiscal issues and health care. So I am scared. They say the results come as a surprise because previous research has consistently found that conservatives in other countries and Republicans in the United States were happier and healthier. No, 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 no. Republicans were and conservatives were happier, but I remember seeing studies saying, no, the liberals were. Because you have a lot of vegans and vegetarians that may fall under those categories, too. Even though you could be a Republican vegan, it could happen. They say communities with high conservative or Republican election turnouts tend to have lower death rates. But previous U.S. studies did not separate political ideology from party affiliation or look at whether conservatives actually died at a slower rate than liberals. This is Roman Pabayo, a community health researcher at the University of Nevada, Reno. I went to UNR. The new study published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health does all that and I guess gives the edge to liberals. Apparently, he said he was surprised. He led the study as a fellow at the Harvard School of Public Health, but he says the results are believable because they depend on individual death records, which is a more valid measure. They looked at 32,000 adults who identified them as Democrats, Republicans, Independents, or other, and as a liberal, moderate, or conservative. Now, you got to be careful. You could have a conservative Democrat. You could have a liberal Republican. So I think you can't use Democrat as liberal and Republican as conservative because there's a lot of Democrats out there that think exactly like I do in terms of fiscal responsibility and you know, the debt and you know, how to fix health care. And it's a conservative way. But they align themselves with the Democratic Party for other reasons. You know, environment, etc. See, for me, I was Democrat in college, like we all were. I was working for the EPA. And I was Democrat because of the, Clinton was cute. But it wasn't that. I liked Al Gore. But it was because I was working for the EPA. And I was like, anything that has to do with the environment is cool. You know, and I just, a lot of times you align yourself sometimes for just one political point, even though it makes sense to look at things more broad, like a lot of us do now. Researchers were able to track which of them died and how quickly over an average period of 15 years. They say self-proclaimed conservatives and moderates were 6% more likely to die during follow-up than self-proclaimed liberals with similar traits, age, sex, socioeconomic status, etc. The study included what people said about their health and happiness, but those factors do not seem to explain the differences. Conservatives claim they are happier. The only thing is, all right, I haven't been happy since Obamacare, so I don't know if I could say I'm happier. All right, so let's, okay, I see that they have their study, all right. What about Okay, what about some of the stereotypes? Well, political satirist Daniel Kurtzman said what a lot of you guys are thinking. Well, wait a second. Well, if liberals are into kale and, you know, yoga and weed and, you know, the free health care programs, they may be more healthy, whereas conservatives like to smoke and guns and soda pop and deep fried endangered caribou. I'm not quoting him. I look at it differently. All right. I look at it differently. Where are a lot of the liberals? Okay. You see a lot of liberals in the university setting. Okay. And a lot of the people in the university setting, they just tend to look and appear healthier. My teachers are some of my healthiest patients. And I'm not saying teachers are liberals or whatever, but a lot of people in education that may lean more towards that, they seem to get more exercise, they seem to eat regularly, it seems, you know. Some people will say, well, a lot of people that work for the government are liberal. Well, you know, could that make them healthier? Well, when you work for the government, you get cost of living increases a lot of times. You get sick leave, which is pretty cool. You get breaks. Now, you're supposed to get breaks no matter what, but you may get, I don't know, maybe longer breaks. I don't know. You get paid leave when there's furloughs sometimes. And so with that extra time, you may be able to, with regular breaks, etc. Like, for example, there's a lot of businesses where you get breaks, but it's not a regular time. Like, you know what, just take a break now. Go take a break now and then come right back. All right, as opposed to somebody who has a very, very distinct schedule. They know when they could eat. They could eat on a regular basis. And remember, routine is very healthy and can cause longer life. All right, and then maybe look at the demographics. Now, if certain urban areas, the reason why I think the previous studies were trying to say that Democrats didn't live longer is if certain urban areas had less access to health care, etc., then they wouldn't live longer. But when we're looking at true liberals versus true conservatives, you know, you'll see conservatives, like, for example, you saw Sarah Palin sip on a soda pop in a big glass, now cup, now maybe there was water or whatever, you know, making a slight at the New York City mayor who did the soda pop, large soda pop ban. So you may see some of the more conservatives going, you know what, to heck with this. You know, I'm going to eat my meat. So maybe that's where it's coming from. But in terms of stress, I think we're all stressed. All right, maybe liberals know how to handle their stress better. I mean, how do I handle my stress? I go to chocolate, I go to steak, and I go to complaining about Obamacare. What are liberals doing to handle their stress? Maybe they're going and doing some yoga. Maybe they're having a massage. Maybe they're boning up on their vitamins, eating a nice, big, juicy bowl of kale. Now, I know some of you would say, well, I'd rather die early. No. I mean, maybe we could learn something from the liberals. Not anything political, but maybe we could learn something about health. So watch what the liberals do. Just kind of take note. You know, maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll learn something. Because it would be nice if we could, a few generations from now, still have some conservatives out there to vote. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you find your husband cheating and you throw a shoe at them, you may be charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. One woman was. Don't go away. I'll talk to you about it. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-D. D-A-L-I. Well, many of us fantasize, I don't know if fantasy is the right word, but we plan and strategize what we would do if we ever found our husbands cheating on us. So we actually, and men really take note to this, we know exactly what we are going to do, how we are going to do it, and to what body part orifice, how much blood we are going to extrude from your body when we find out that you cheat on us, okay? Do we ever really act on it? No, we just end up going to Facebook and bad-mouthing you. However, there's a Florida teacher that has been arrested because she threw a shoe at her husband's face when she caught him in bed with another woman. Christine Black, 46 years old from Ormond Beach, was booked at the Volusia County Branch Jail Monday on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and is being held without bond for allegedly beating her husband with a shoe after catching him in bed with another woman. By the way, I never understood why people would take the mistress to the home bed. I mean, that really doesn't make sense. We women know exactly what's going on. I know which cat or which dog slept where and where they cuddled and what. I know exactly. I know who licked themselves. I know exactly what happens on my bed. Really, you're going to bring somebody to your marriage bed? Really? According to the woman's arrest report, sheriff's deputies were called to Christina Larry Black's home on Heron Dunes Drive just before 3 p.m. after getting a call about a violent domestic incident. Larry Black, 49 years old, told the responding officers that his spouse hurled a shoe at him after walking in on him having sex with another woman. The husband said the footwear struck him in the left side of the face, but according to the police, there were no injuries to his face. Now, he said his wife was suicidal. Now, some of you are like, well, what kind of a shoe could even warrant that? Well, I don't know about you guys, but my feet are not the delicate, cute, little, girly feet. I got these big, honking, size 10 feet. So if I had, let's say, a stiletto heel, or if I took off my boot with that 3-4-inch heel plus size 10 size, I could probably, you know, blast through a window with something like that. So, I mean, I believe it could be a deadly weapon. But the guy, I mean, he was cheating. All right, we're talking about a shoe. In fact, I remember, I remember my father used to throw shoes at us all the time. When he'd get mad at us, we'd just get hit with the shoe. It was just something he did. And he used to throw shoes at his sister. I guess, what they did back then in the olden days. You throw a shoe because you didn't have anything else in your pocket to throw. Anyway, the wife said, no, I have no plans to just, you know, to take my life. So she said she's not suicidal. She's like, wouldn't you be upset if you came home to this? I don't know who cleaned up the bed. I'm not sure. Now, she's a teacher in Orange County. She has denied beating her spouse with a shoe, but she is depressed and wants a divorce. A pair of shoes was discovered in the sand in the couple's yard. The husband has refused medical attention for a small cut to the top of his head. Now, I have no idea where this is going to go in terms of a criminal case. But if a shoe is considered an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, I don't know if I've ever really thrown things at my husband. I mean, usually the only thing around me on my person would be like tampons and things like that. So I suppose if you did, depending on if it was used or not, that could still be considered, you know, something of aggravated assault because it could have bodily fluids on it, right? That's pretty disgusting. So, ladies, you can't do nothing. If your husband cheats on you, the only thing you can do is sit quietly and you can't beat him up. You can't throw things at him. No, because it's assault. It's spousal abuse. It's a domestic disturbance. And what really stinks is now men know this. So they're going to be like, yay, I don't have to wear a bulletproof vest. I don't have to wear a helmet, knee guards, nothing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a study out saying the more expensive drug may work better. What? There was a study found that Parkinson's patients expected a multiple thousand dollar drug to be a lot more effective than a you know, half price or a cut price version, and their symptoms improved more when they were on the expensive medicine. I think this is all placebo, okay? They said the neither medicine was even real. Both drugs were placebos, dummy drugs that they gave the patients, but the patients thought they felt amazingly better with the multiple $1,000 drug. The U.S. study suggests that, there we go, they're talking about placebo, that finding ways to harness the placebo effect where just positive thinking and positive expectations can improve health. You know, I tell my husband to placebo every time we have sex. I tell him, just imagine that this is going to be really good and maybe it'll turn out to be good. The University of Cincinnati researchers said, he's not listening, he's in the studio. He's like, what, huh? Go back to sleep. The University of Cincinnati researchers said that finding ways to harness the power of the mind could make drugs more effective. This is going to be the key to Obamacare later. You are going to have politicians and everybody say, oh, Obamacare is good. Oh, the cheap medicine that's generic, that's resistant to all the superbugs, it's good. And then maybe your, you know, multiple drug resistant staph will just go away on its own. 12 men and women with Parkinson's disease were told they would be given 2 injections of the same drug. They were told that differences in manufacturing meant one was going to be like in the $1,000 range, the other under $100. All right? So people were like, oh, interesting. Okay, so the syringes only had salt water. Both drugs improved the symptoms. But the people who thought they were getting the expensive drug had twice as much improvement. Now, some of you are like, wait a second. If these are dummy pills, how does that happen? It shows you mind plays a lot. Remember I told you about that study where prayer, the power of prayer, people did better when they prayed? All right, I believe that. I believe when your mind is healthy and your mind is set to get better in positive thinking, that you are going to do better. Now, also, positive thinking will increase dopamine. Now, most Parkinson medications, you know, want to increase dopamine. So maybe what's happening is the placebo or the thought is upping your dopamine, so you're getting better anyway. You know, maybe what they need to do is they need to test this on, you know, multiple drug-resistant staph or on super gonorrhea or something else, you see? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, in news today, they're saying as many as 1,000 people across 3 Arizona counties might have been exposed to the measles that they think originated from the Disneyland outbreak. So state public officials are asking people who they think they might have come into contact with the virus and to isolate themselves. They also say that those who may have been exposed don't go to doctor's offices, emergency rooms, or urgent cares, while others could be exposed to the highly contagious virus because it could linger in the air for 2 hours. Maricopa County Public Health Director Bob England said parents who were concerned about sending their children to school should start asking direct questions. Now, to date, officials have confirmed 7 cases of measles in Arizona. The possible exposure rate of 1,000 people is tied in large part to those who came into contact with 195 children who were exposed to measles at Phoenix Children's East Valley Center in Mesa. All right, public health officials think the cases of measles will probably grow. Now, when we come back in the next hour, some of you have asked me, you know, looking at this vaccine issue, all right, because there's apparently people now being quarantined and not allowed to go to school because of vaccines, how a unvaccinated kid will affect you or your kid if you've been vaccinated. Well, I'll tell you, there's more to it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.